bridge, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Order! This meeting of No Ma'am, National Organization of Men Against Amazonian Masterhood, will not come to order. Brother Jefferson will read the minutes.
Al, he's just gonna do his stupid 801, 802 joke again.
No, I won't, and it's not stupid. The minutes of the last meeting are 801, 802, 803,
804! Forget about the minutes, go sit down. Now, last meeting we argued about which big and centerfold was sexier, July or August. We couldn't decide, so we ripped them out, put them down our pants, and danced around. Then we each drank about 30 beers.
That's the only reason we had the meeting.
That's right. And let's get underway. Treasurer Bob Rooney, pass out the liquid gold.
Come on, Bob Rooney.
Hey, this isn't our regular beer.
Yeast and stuff?
Well, sorry, guys, but they raised the beer tax again. So this is it. Unless we want to go back and have sex with our wives for more beer money.
No way.
Well, I guess beer is beer. We didn't become no-mammers by being discriminated.
Or employed.
Or happy.
Or bathed.
Or documented.
Don Hatch!
If I wanted to reek of cheap booze, I'd just go kiss my wife.
So I gather things didn't go so well at the lawyers.
It was a disaster. He said my marriage to Franny is legal.
It can't be legal. You were married in a hot tub by a nudist who called himself Reverend Flashback.
Not only is Reverend Flashback legal, he is now one of the Forbes 500 richest televangelists, right between the Pope and Dionne Warwick.
How can a nudist reverend be so rich?
Yeah, and where does he keep his wallet?
Same place you keep your head.
Guys, come on, a simple Reverend Flashback has megabucks because churches have tax-exempt status.
Can you imagine all the good that we could do if we didn't have to pay taxes?
Hey, we could buy real beer. And maybe some ale.
Ale sucks.
Suck this.
Hey! Focus! Now, where were we?
I'm going to call a lawyer friend of mine and find out a little bit more about this. If Reverend Flashback can call himself a church and not pay taxes, then why can't we?
Because our wives would just take the money and waste it on charities, health insurance, lingerie.
Then we'll keep it a secret, Jefferson. Not a word of...
You got it, buddy.
Then it's settled. We'll become a church. A sacred organization of peace and brotherhood.
I'll drink to that.
Hey, he's got good beer.
Lucky sounds hungry. You better feed him, bud.
I don't feed him. I walk him. You're supposed to feed him.
No, I'm not. I bathe him and vacuum him dry.
Okay, then who feeds him?
Nobody. If it weren't for the girls' edible underwear, I wouldn't eat at all.
Look what she got me for my birthday. All you have to do is wrap it.
Wrap it? Oh, do you need a card, too? I hate your birthday.
No. Whatever happened to the good old days when you'd give us money to buy you a nice cake and then we'd eat it before you got home?
Yeah.
Peg, Did Jefferson call?
No, Al. And guess what Friday is?
Oh, Peg, you know I hate when you do this. I hate when you do anything, but especially this.
It's my birthday. You know what that means.
Okay, Peg, get a blanket. I'll get a Biggins, and I'll meet you behind the furnace.
Not sex, Al.
Okay, but I offered, and that counts for one.
I want to go on a date.
Fine. Go.
With you. It's my birthday, and I want dinner, dancing, and a show.
Okay, I'll go, but only because I'll be getting some.
Ooh, well.
Some dinner.
God, how sad. You know what I'd do if my lover lost interest in me?
You sleep with his parole officer? We're in, buddy. The lawyer says we can be a church.
Jefferson, you know how women hate to see us happy? Look sad.
Al, we'll never have to pay taxes on anything.
Oh, Jefferson, that is just awful. We can get tanked for pennies.
A toast to our leader, a true man of the froth.
Gentlemen, in the history of mankind, there have only been a few truly good scams. Loch Ness Monster, and Canada. And now, the tax-free Church of No Man!
You know, beer tastes better when it's tax-free.
Yeah, and Biggins look bigger when they're tax-free.
That's why we started this bogus church in the first place. Men, there's nothing but good times ahead!
Not so fast, Reverend Half Moon Pitts. This is no man of the cloth. This is Al Scratch and Sniff Bundy. And now I've exposed his stench for all to see. You go, girl. Take it. This is Miranda Veracruz de la Hoya Cardinal. As you have just witnessed, chauvinism and religious quackery are alive and well right here in Al Bundy's garage.
Calling themselves the Church of No Ma'am in a shameless and clearly illegal attempt to avoid paying taxes.
I have defrocked you, Al Bundy. I have destroyed the Church of No Ma'am. I won! I won!
Are you that No Ma'am guy on the news?
He's also Arnold the Pig on Green Acres.
All of these letters are from guys that support your cause.
How would you know that?
We open them. And the guys at work are prepared to put down their mail pouches and assault weapons and follow you anywhere. Reverend Al. Yeah.
Reverend Al?
That's who all these letters are addressed to. We've gone national. Do you know what this means? Reverend Al?
Ka-ching!
Ah, this is incredible. Another $10.
Hey, it's my dog.
Man, everybody's trying to get a ticket on the No Ma'am Express.
Yes, sir.
And why not? Hey, listen to this one. Gentlemen, although I cannot reveal my identity, I am also under the iron rule of a woman. Here's $10 for your cause. Your friend, B. Clinton. P.S. Don't tell H. Not her real name.
Hey, a phony church is becoming a real religion.
And like other great religions, we have a sacred obligation to make a lot of money and open our own theme park, huh? No Ma'am's Land.
Hey, guys, am I the only one who thinks we're getting a little carried away?
Yes!
Don't you see?
Real religions have commandments, beliefs, values, traditions that have been formed over thousands of years.
No problem, we make some of them up.
And now, on to the burning question that has plagued the great religions for centuries.
Is there an afterlife?
Hell no! How do we keep these suckers hemorrhaging cash?
We'll do it like the pros. Rent a hall, buy some dirt cheap time on cable TV or Fox, give them a fire and brimstone speech, and suck their bank accounts dry.
Yeah. Oh, Hal!
What is it, Tammy Faye?
Have you forgotten what day this is?
Did it come as your favorite hee-haw character day at Kmart?
It's my birthday.
So, your birthday and hee-haw character day are the same? What are the odds?
Come on, get dressed.
Ah, Peg, no, not tonight! Tonight our monster truck and the Ford Tarasaurus is jumping 1,000 Geo Metros. And if they don't make it, there could be hundreds of dollars worth of damage.
Look, Al, if you don't want to see something else tiny and underpowered get squashed, you will get dressed and come with me.
All right, gentlemen, I guess this meeting of No Ma'am is adjourned. We will convene tomorrow and talk about easing flay the congregation cake.
Oh, Aunt, I'm just so excited. This is just like before we got married. Oh, Al, is that money in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
It's money, Peg. Just like before we got married. Let's get this over with.
Should I order my new Cadillac with cloth or leather seat covers?
I'm getting leopard, so they match my underwear.
Guess I won't have any seat covers.
No, it's not too late to call this off.
What is with you, Griff? We're gonna make a fortune tonight.
Yeah, the last time I felt this queasy in church is when someone said, "You may kiss the bride."
Look, Griff, will you relax, all right? I'm sure Al is gonna handle this with respect and dignity.
Brothers! For years, we have been tortured by the shrill voices of our nagging wives. But at last, we have found a man who speaks to us all, a man who married for our sins. Let's everybody give it up for the Reverend Al Bundy!
Vixens, Hannah, and Luya. Believers, guests, those of you with the deep pockets that got the cushioned seats up front, let me tell you a little story. God created man. Everything was going great. Then Eve came around and said, "Apple." The one time they offer us something to eat, bam, we wind up selling women's shoes. Now! I know that a lot of you are wondering what the Church of No Ma'am is all about.
Who knows?
Yes, but we're also about making the world something it used to be. Back when men were men and women were ribs.
Call it, Reverend Al!
When a driver's side airbag was called a mother-in-law. When a frank conversation with the wife used to begin with "What's for dinner?" and ended with "You call that dinner?"
Would you like a squeeze?
Oh, yes.
Blot your brow.
Bless you, my child. Though I see you've already been blessed. But it is our mission to bring back the natural order of things. Mm-hmm. Guy thing.
Mm-hmm. Amen!
Like barber shops, hardware stores. Those calendars, you lift the cellophane, she's naked in there. I want to bring us back to those times. This is an engine that runs on money. I'm not talking about that unleaded, eco-friendly, tree-hugging, girly-jiggling money.
You go, preacher man!
I'm talking about beer-guzzling, truck-driving, low-riding, belching-fighting, folding money! Now, if no one wants to testify, we'll pass the collection plate.
I want to testify.
A woman! Now, let us not jump to conclusions.
You want me to take her down, River, now?
That will not be necessary, Brother Archimedes. The days are over when a woman could whoop us like a nation of Jerry Coonies! Yeah!
Actually, I have very little to say. I'd like to thank the Reverend Al for giving such a stirring, pork-laden speech.
Well, hurry up, Marcy. I'm about to be born again. And again.
You're going to be laughing out of the other side of your pipe organ in a minute. My women's group has commandeered the video booth. And there's a little something we'd like to show you to put a smile on your snouts.
Girly porn? Yeah!
Even better. Ooh. Let's go on a date with Reverend Al. Roll it, girls! Here he is, dancing with his wife.
Take her down, Archimedes.
Take him down, Dot.
Damn. You're a lot of woman.
I'm a lot of everything.
And here's your man's man at a restaurant called Potpourri, eating quiche.
Now, I can explain that. I had ordered a meatball sandwich, extra ball.
Let's see where they went next. Bowling, perhaps? Why, no. They're attending a performance of Cats. With all proceeds going to the Chicago Ballet. Behold your beloved Reverend Al and the Mrs. outside the rock-up, suck-up of camp. So, there you have it. Your leader, on a date, with his wife, deeply in love.
Hey, so, Reverend Al, tell us you were with a hooker. Yeah. Or at least a guy dressed like one. Yeah.
Oink your way out of this one, Reverend Fatback.
I have sinned. I am consorting with my wife. But it's not like I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, it was her birthday, for heaven's sake. Wait, 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 wait
Let he who is without wife cast the first stone.
Thanks, Griff.
Here's your presents, Mom.
Open mine first, Mom. Can't wait to see what I got you.
Oh, good. This is just the best birthday I've ever had.
Well, bicentennials are always special.
Al, don't be such a grouch. I mean, sure, you lost your congregation, your pride, and every last shred of dignity. But at least the IRS isn't after you for tax fraud.
I wonder who that could be.
Reverend Al Bundy, this is the IRS. Put up your hands and throw out your wallet.
I'll be back in 20 years.
Bye, Dad.
See ya.
Don't wait up.